Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And away we go. It's a getaway Friday night, February the 4th, 2022. 14 minutes past the hour here, broadcasting from a remote location again tonight with Angie Evers on this Friday night. Did this morning for the broadcast, and because of the snow drifts and things of that nature, decided to do it tonight for the Friday night show, so that's what we're doing. Thank you, man with the golden voice. I should have gotten that in there. And I appreciate Adam for doing the engineering on these shows at the station. Now, this is kind of interesting because all the engineering is happening from Columbus in the Marion studio for my remote location. So that's how it's all being done. Angie's with me. Do want to mention today that today is one of our station managers, Sean Kraft's birthday. Not a great day to have a birthday when it's snowy and nobody can get out, but happy birthday to him. And I did get snowed out. They finally plowed my road earlier, and I was able to go out and shovel my driveway and shovel a walkway out and get my car out of the garage. And I drove around the block to heat it up because I had not had the car on in a couple days, and I wanted to see how the roads were. So I'm feeling pretty confident in myself.
Well, that's good. I am glad you got shoveled out. I was fortunate enough, my neighbor came over and snowplowed me out, so I was very thankful for that.
You know, I was thinking, I don't have good neighbors. When I was out there shoveling it, I noticed both my neighbor to my left has a snowblower. They blew themselves out, and I don't know what my neighbor to the right has, but their driveway was very clean, so they must have had a snowblower as well. Nobody came over and did mine.
Well, I have good neighbors, so I'm very thankful for that.
I do want to offer the people the alternate number because we're not at the studio. So the number you would have to dial to talk to us is 740-751-4038. How do we sound? Can you hear us both fine? This is actually the first broadcast we've done remotely where there are two people doing the broadcast. So if we sound good, give us a call, 740-751-4038. Also, how are you doing? When I left the air earlier at 1 o'clock, a lot of people were still snowed in. I know Mary and her husband over on Summit Street had not seen any attention yet. And there were some people who were snowed in. Now, John and Carolyn over near Garfield Park, they were okay. And Lee, I think he had said they'd went down his street, but there were still some streets that had not seen a plow. Now, mine finally did. Now, did your street see a plow? Ralph said Fair Park was plowed out earlier, but they plowed the driveways shut, which is pretty typical of what goes on in town, unfortunately. All right, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Glad that you got out today. So did you go get your Diet Coke?
You know, I have a Diet Coke sitting right next to me. Do I sound better and happier now that I've got that Diet Coke?
Yes, you certainly do. And I am so glad that you got out. And tell Angie when she goes home to be very careful.
I will do. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Good. Made it through the storm okay.
Yep.
Well, glad to hear it.
Sure did.
Glad you're out there. Thanks, Judy.
Bye.
Bye-bye. One of our listeners, Judy, I did. I am so glad I had a diet soda. It was tough. I mean, I like doing the broadcast from home, but if I ever do that again or it becomes a regular thing, I'm going to have to drive over and get a soda, then come back here.
You can get one of those soda machines, those where you can make your own sodas.
I just could not get out this morning, which was the real death. Couldn't get out of the driveway at all. Again, if you want to call in and let us know how it is where you are or you have anything to say, 740-751-4038 is the alternate number. Give us a buzz and we will talk to you. We'd love to talk to you on this night. Hope everything is sounding good. Hope you can hear us both. I was talking earlier when I was, I was having the conversation with Adam about why people couldn't hear him on the phone. And I think people didn't understand what I was saying was that women have a different tone in their voice than men. And I've noticed that women on the air are sometimes harder to hear by people who have a hearing loss or something like that than a man. It's not person by person. I've never known a woman who had a pitch to their voice that was easier to hear than a man's. So people who have higher voices, just, it sounds different.
Yeah, I'm sure I sound like a squeaky mouse.
Well, it's just like when you're doing a broadcast. If you listen back to it, the man does tend to sound like he has the stronger voice. Now, it's not necessarily that he has the stronger voice. It's just a man's voice is deeper than a woman's.
Well, you talk loud in general.
Well, thank you for that bit of knowledge that I was not aware of. Now, what do you mean I talk loud?
I mean, you talk loud. I think because you're used to talking on the air, you just talk loud.
Is this a problem for you?
Well, I may become deaf here soon, but no, I'm just kidding.
Talk loud. Now, I never thought of myself as talking loud.
Yeah, you do talk loud.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, who else do you put in this category?
Just you.
Just me. Now, how do you like being in the auspices of my office here?
The what?
The auspices of my home office.
Well, I actually would rather be here.
Oh, then the studio.
Yeah.
Now, why do you like being here?
Well, I don't know. Just more comfortable.
Well, that's good. All right, again, the alternate phone line. We're not at the studio, so it's 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Let us know how the callers sound. Let us know how Angie and I sound. We want to hear all of your feedback tonight, 740-751-4038. So beside the snowstorm, what else interesting happened this week?
This week? I would say nothing.
Well, the snowstorm certainly dominated the news. I think 8.5 was what I saw the final total as. Total at, but that's double what Columbus had. Columbus, I think, had 4, and we had 8.5. Go ahead, caller.
Boy, it's been such a boring day so far as just the weather. I was glad I got out and kick her around just a little bit. It's done me good. It's done you good getting that soda. I know that because, boy, somebody that's used to have stuff like that, your attitude changed completely better. And with all the ramble scamble you had today, you held up real good, I thought.
Wasn't that nice when the phone lines went down on me and I had about 45 minutes of, caller, are you there? I felt like Phil Donahue.
You know what? I really like that happening to you. Now, you know what it's like on the other side of the fence.
That's exactly right. But I will tell you, I was a little sour this morning because I didn't have my diet soda, but tonight the world is all candy canes and marshmallows.
Angie, you sound great. You sound the best as far as voice volume that I ever heard you today.
Yeah, see, I think it's being here. I told Scott that earlier when I was listening, and I told him, I said, everything sounds so almost better here.
Yeah, and I like that little verse you said. Generally, I thought you said he talks like a general. But you're correct on that. That quote there was, I'll have to agree with you 100%. He's more powerful than me, Angie.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Well, you know, I might never leave the house again. We might just shut the whole studio down and fold it up, and I'll just start having guests come over to the house. It'll be like a party. I'll invite a guest over to interview them, and maybe I'll have like a drink out for them and a sandwich, and it'll be interesting.
I was talking to Carol prior to the station coming on. I said, I bet you'll have a house full of people because they're all in the same category of boredom of this snow and not going, and they lifted the level on us, and I bet you they'll have a party over at Scott's tonight.
Well, you know, I know it's Sean's birthday, so I think he's coming over tomorrow, so you never know there. I, you know, this broadcasting from home, I never thought it would turn out this well, and it's interesting that a disaster like this snowstorm forced me to do this, and it's turned out okay.
Well, it turned out right here, nothing going on, any unusual things there happen around your neighborhood or anything, except for the big hip foray you got plowed out. Was that by a private company or what was that, the city or the county does yours?
You know, I think a private company actually does the road I live on, but the road just beyond the road I live on, the one that runs next to Meyer, I think the county does that one.
Yeah. Hey, Angie, I've been wanting to say this for a long time to you, kid. You're always kind of saying, kind of put yourself down. And you know what? You are just as great as anybody on Earth, and you just keep picking yourself up. Whatever you do and what you say, I admire, because you're such an honest-sounding person to me.
Oh, well, thank you.
there is a big, big truth in what you do and the way you say it, because it isn't phony at all, and I love that.
Yeah, I'm not really phony.
Well, you know, when you're bashful, it seems like that you don't want to talk or something like that, but I don't know if I even use the word bashful, but I think you're 100% about to tell you that.
Well, thank you.
You take care of I can't put a title on him. Eli, we'll carry that the rest of the night. You guys have a good show. We'll listen to you, okay?
Hey, take care. Bye-bye. All right, again, the telephone lines are open here, 740-751-4038. And you were listening earlier, you said the phone calls are coming in okay.
Oh, yeah, I thought they sounded fine.
Kind of primitive way we're doing it here. People don't really, if you could only see the studio of how we're taking phone calls, but hey, if it sounds good and people can hear it out there in radio land, I'm happy with it, 740-751-4038. You know, that brings up an interesting point. Now, you said at one point that I am not quiet at parties.
No.
Now, see, I always think of myself as being more laid back off the air.
Well, I mean, I think you are pretty talkative. I mean, there's no way I could talk all day long. I mean, I don't know all the stuff that you know. I was just telling you earlier, like, you know everything.
Well, I mean,
I don't know how you retain all the stuff that you do.
Well, I know a lot about a little. I don't know a little. No, I know a little about a lot, not a lot about a little.
Yeah, but I can ask you, oh, when did that person die? And you're like, be like, oh, that was 20 years ago, 1978 or something. Well, you know exactly when things happen.
Well, I think that's just a memory thing with me, because I put it in a certain category.
My brain must not know how to categorize anything.
Well, and there are certain areas that I know a lot about, and then certain areas that I know nothing about.
Well, I don't know, but you know a lot.
Again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz if there's anything on your mind. We'd love to hear from you. Hope everything is well where you are. 15 degrees here in Marion right now. Definitely a chilly, chilly getaway Friday night.
Oh, I did want to say that, because, you know, I live in Caledonia. Caledonia, they did plow, but I don't think they salt the roads out there. I don't know. I think they just plow. So it was plowed, but still pretty slick. But as soon as I got on a 309, the road was perfectly clear. 309 was clear. 95 was fine. 98 was a little, just a little off, but not bad at all. But when we got, well, we went to McDonald's after I got into town, and the roads were on, like, in that section of town, they were still a little slick. So they hadn't completely cleared.
What is this road that runs parallel with Meyer? I don't know the name of it.
What do you mean, 95?
No, the one right out here, beside Meyer.
Oh, I have no idea.
Now, that one, it was kind of drifted. One side of the road had some snow on it,
mm-hmm.
and the other side had no snow, so I'm guessing that was caused by a drift.
Right, and I think that's what 98 was probably drifted like that also.
All right, looks like we have a call coming in. Let's go to the phones. All right, go ahead, caller.
Hello, Scott. Hello, Angie. It's Pastor Craig.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing pretty good. I have one comment to make.
All right.
And that is, tonight is the first Friday night that I've ever listened to where Angie is coming through as loud as you are, Scott. Usually, Angie is like half the volume, but she's like full volume tonight.
Clear as a bell.
Yes, sir.
So basically what you're telling me is I should never come to the studio again.
That's probably a good plan. And, you know, what the heck, if the studio becomes your house, Sunday mornings I'll bring the maple syrup, you make the pancakes.
Hey, you know what, there's nobody at the studio who
I'll come over and make the pancakes.
Well, see, there, I would have everybody over to my house. We could have a great time over here. Yeah, I would even leave the door unlocked when I couldn't be here for people to come in and do their show. Now, somebody's going to have to be in charge of putting the tarp under Terry when he eats, but aside from that, I think everything will be okay.
That'll work, and hey, I'll even...
Now, how did the show go this past week? I did not get a chance to hear the Wednesday show. Did everything smooth out? Did you guys have the Coney dogs? Did the whole food issue resolve itself?
Let's put it this way. I was running late again, and I was not able to get the Coney dogs, so we didn't have those. And nobody brought it up. We didn't talk about food, and it just was smooth sailing.
What was the topic this past week?
Well, we had several topics. We talked about winter vacation. We talked about Christmas trees up on February 1st. We talked about, we talked about several things.
Well, I'm glad. You know, it's a good show, and people have gravitated toward it, and I'm glad of that. So it's every Wednesday, live at 5, the show with no name. And then what's coming up on a Sunday morning at 11:10 a.m.?
This Sunday is the final episode in Ephesians, and then after that we're going to do some topics for about 5 Sundays.
Well, that'll be good. I think it's such an interesting show on Sunday morning. I usually hear it as I'm in the car going somewhere. And it's nice to have a show like that on Sunday morning. I mean, I understand people like church services, and I do too. But it's nice to hear a show that's actually hosted by somebody that you can only get on the radio.
Well, and it's kind of interesting because I've been on 5 radio stations in the last 7 years throughout the United States, and this is the only one where I actually have a live show, and I've gotten, in the last 2 weeks, I've gotten about 4 different emails from people, who they were all names that I had never heard call into your show, any of the shows, and that was encouraging.
You know what I always tell people, though, and we have a great base of loyal callers who call in, but I've always been told in radio world that the people who call in, for every person that calls in, there's 100 people who don't call in. And, you know, when you think about that, that's probably right, because I've never called into a radio show, but I've certainly always listened to radio.
I've listened to radio all my life, and the only times I've ever called in has been with this station. So, yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
Well, I'm glad to hear it, and I'm glad everything's going well, and I'm glad you can hear Angie tonight.
Loud and clear.
Hey, thank you, Pastor.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, I tell you, this might turn into home base. I have to check that, though, to see if I would let everybody in. You know, I made that statement. Now I might have to retract that. Have to go back and think about it. Go ahead, caller.
Hello?
Yes.
I think you guys sound good.
Oh, you're listening. I can't believe it that you're actually listening. We were just talking about that earlier.
What?
That you don't listen to the show.
Why
were
you talking about that?
Well, because this morning I sent you a message and I said, hey, listen to the show. And when I asked you if you had listened to the show, you said no.
No, because I was working.
You can't put it in your ear at work?
I probably could.
So where are you listening from tonight?
Home.
Oh, I thought you were supposed to swing by.
I thought about it, and I didn't.
Well, see, you could have been on the show tonight. You could have been a guest.
I could have. I know why you're so loud.
Well, thank you. Go right ahead. Do tell why I'm so loud.
Because I'm your mother.
Oh, it's inherited.
I'm loud.
Well, your mother was a little loud, too, so maybe it really, you know, goes down some generations.
Yeah, yep.
It's a generational thing. Now, how do you think this sounds? I mean, I am broadcasting from the home. How does this sound over the airwave?
Really good.
Can you hear the callers okay?
Yep.
Well, I tell you, I might never leave the house again. If I can get somebody...
I told you. Did I tell you to try to do it remotely from home?
Yeah, but I was always skeptical, number one, about what...
Hey, I told you that.
Yeah, but I'm always nervous would people hear the callers, because the callers are a big part of the show, and I'm also always nervous about the connection, because if we lose connection, you're stuck.
Right. You said you can't tell if you lose connection.
You really can't, but,
That's what you said.
You know, today was Sean's birthday. Did you wish him a happy birthday?
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Well, since you've forgotten some of my birthdays, I thought maybe you'd forgive.
Oh, don't go there. Don't even.
So how was everything today?
Don't do it. Pardon me?
How did you get out? Did somebody shovel you out? Oh, you have a snowblower, don't you?
Well, no. Somebody just came over and plowed it.
Nobody does that for me. I'm going to have to hire a service. Today was my last time ever shoveling. I'm past the point where I'm going to do that. I just, there is no interest in me going out there shoveling. I mean, I would shovel a walkway. That was no problem. But shoveling a whole driveway out under 9 inches of snow, that's for the birds.
At least you had a shovel. Because you didn't have a shovel 2 days ago.
No, I didn't have a shovel.
Somebody shoveled you out here.
Yeah, somebody did buy me a shovel.
Oh.
Yes, I did. Now, that's a nice practical gift. Now, you think about practical...
I know who that was.
Well, yes, she's right here. But, you know, the thing about that is that isn't that a practical gift? We always say, well, we got to get people gift cards because we don't know what to buy them. A shovel is a nice practical gift.
Except you don't want to ever use it again.
No, I'll use it to, like, ward off criminals or something who try to come in the house. I shovel a walkway is good, because sometimes your walkway gets covered up. Because I never use my walkway, because my garage is attached to the house. But it's nice to shovel your walkway out for people. But when you actually have to shovel your driveway, which 3 inches, you don't have to shovel your driveway. But today I had to, or I would not have gotten through it. That is heavy-duty work, and I am just not equipped for that.
Yeah, we know. We're not into that.
No, but I could have done that when I was in my 20s, but not now.
Well, geez. Yeah, like you're 100.
No, I had a procedure on my back this week.
I know.
So that, you know, that wasn't the best time to be going out shoveling snow.
Oh, my.
Did you shovel any snow, by the way?
No.
Okay. Well, then I don't think you can call this kettle black.
No, but I have friends that shovel me, that plow me out, just like Angie has friends. Where's your friends?
Yeah, but they just know that you're elderly, and they know that you can't do it.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, they know that I can handle it.
Oh, yeah, sounds like it.
Well, stay tuned to the show, and if anything else interests you, call back in.
All right.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, hey, we love our callers. Give us a call, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 39 minutes past the hour, 15 degrees, holding steady here in Marion, broadcasting from a remote location. Now, I say that because it sounds better than saying broadcasting from home. Now, don't forget that if it just rings and rings and rings, it just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying back.
Oh, that is one thing you would have to figure out, is how to turn your call waiting off. I think you just need to disable it through your whoever you have your phone service through. That way it just rings busy.
Yeah, I cannot.
Because I think whenever like somebody else calls in, I think it makes that funny noise and then it beeps and stuff.
Yeah, but earlier I tried to play a game and it about blew the phone lines out.
Oh,
well,
it did blow
the phone lines out. But I had to reset the whole thing. All right, looks like we got another call here. Go ahead, caller.
Hello, it's Pina Grigio guy.
Hey, Pina Grigio, how are you? What time did you pop the bottle today?
We didn't really toss the bottle today.
You don't have any Pina Grigio in you tonight?
We have it, but we've been kind of low-key today.
Oh, okay.
Just shoveling and had neighbors helping me, and they feel sorry for old-timers.
You know, I'll tell you, one thing a snowstorm does do is brings out the kindness of people. But honestly, I can never tell, is it kindness or do they just like to use their snowblowers?
Well, the guy that helped me today had a snowblower, and it broke down just when he was starting on the project I needed, and he and another neighbor helped me with shovels, and we got the mess cleaned up.
Now, I would call that kindness.
Above and beyond the call of duty, it really was.
Absolutely, and that's a great thing. You know, when I was out here shoveling the driveway earlier, you know, that is... Obviously, I was not going to have a heart attack, but, you know, I thought about that because before the storm, they talked about how a lot of people have heart attacks shoveling snow, and it is a heavy job if you don't go to the gym every day or you're not used to doing that. If you do a desk job, I can see why somebody maybe 60, 70 would have a heart attack out there doing that.
The way I feel right now is I'm not going to overdo it, shoveling snow.
No, you cannot push yourself because it's a heavy duty job. Snow is very heavy, a lot heavier than it looks.
Well, this one in particular, a lot heavier.
Now, how did you have dinner today? Did you cook something at home or did you order out?
We just had hamburgers at home, and I got the calves on now. And I get what you post on Facebook, and I see where you and Angie went to Grandpa's Cheese Barn.
We did. Grandpa's Cheese Barn, that was last Saturday, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
We just went.
Yep.
My wife's brother lives in Ashland, so we go to Ashland once a week and have lunch with him and stuff. And I keep telling him, now we're going to Grandpa's Cheese Barn someday. And, you know, was it good? Did they have good lunch?
You know, it's not bad, but...
We didn't eat there.
No, we didn't eat there, but here's what I will say. Bring your wallet, because they're a little pricey over at Grandpa's Cheese Barn.
It's a tourist trap,
I buy
really.
A lot of cheese from Mary over at Piper Station, the Amish farm.
Yeah, we have to go over there.
We did go to Mary's, didn't we?
Yeah, we went to Mary's, but we didn't go to the actual... Piper Station store. They were close.
It's the Amish farms where you went by the cheese.
Oh.
Didn't we go there? We went to two Amish places.
We went to Mary's, but I don't remember any cheese being there.
Oh, she's got cheese. She's got every kind of cheese you can think of, and about half the price of what you'd pay in a grocery store.
You know, I just could. I mean, people were buying it by the you know, truckload over at Grandpa's Cheese Barn. So, I mean, obviously, people will buy the food there. But I was just shocked at the prices.
It was very, very expensive
on everything. Yeah. Because I thought a place like that, you know, it's going to be a little pricier than a store. But I didn't think that. Like, we were talking, like a jar of marmalade was, you know, $8.
Yeah, it's pricey. I eat free samples.
Yeah, that's a good way to go. Have you ever eaten at the trolley car?
No, I was going to ask you. I know where it is, and I was wondering if it was good. I mean, if it's worth it. Because when we go to Ashland, we usually go to different places. In fact, last week we went to the Dutchman.
Yeah, not far from. What's the place called? Trolley car restaurant?
No.
Trolley. It's got
the Buckeye
railroad,
Express.
I know it's got a railroad engine and sets up on the hill.
Yeah.
Now here's the advice. Now that place is very affordable. Good food. I had. I think I had a hamburger. Big hamburger.
Yeah.
What did you have?
I had chicken sandwich.
Chicken sandwich. Mm-hmm. It was good. But don't go on a cold day because I don't think that the trolley car, which is where most people have to sit, I don't think it's heated.
Well, it was pretty cold.
If it's an old railroad car, it's probably not heated real good.
Yeah, I mean, if it had been 40 degrees, it wouldn't have been bad, but we were over there
it was 10.
10, and it was very, very cold in there. I, you know, we had to leave early. I mean, we ate everything, but probably would have sat and talked and enjoyed it because it was fascinating eating in a trolley car. But it was so cold that day that
I'd have to try that sometime.
Yeah, you got to get over there.
Well, I would go when it's warm out because I mean they have tables set up outside too where you can sit outside and eat, and they have a little play area for the kids, and it's a pretty cute place. Just,
well, I'm an old railroader, so it's kind of nostalgic to me.
Now, how's the wife doing?
Wife, she's doing well.
I'm glad to hear it.
Well.
Now, how many glasses have you had tonight?
Oh, we haven't. I actually had a couple beers, and we drank some wine last night for dinner because it snowed in.
Now, I was going to ask, now, Pinot Grigio, I think I have a bottle of Pinot Grigio here that Marianne Michaels gave me years ago. I have a bunch of wine here that I have not ever partaken in. But since I'm doing the show at home now, I guess I could do that.
Oh, yeah, we could do that every Friday night.
Just open up the wine. But I thought, is it red wine that's good for your heart? Now, what is Pinot Grigio?
White wine. We drink white wine in the summer and red wine in the winter because you like white wine chilled, but red wine you just drink at room temperature.
Now, is white wine good for anything like red wine for the heart?
Well, yes. I think if I had not drank a lot of wine, I wouldn't be alive today.
Well, you know, I think that a certain amount of alcohol is good.
I guess it is, but...
I do. I think that it relaxes people. I think that it... they say it's good for you in moderation, much like everything else, I guess.
Everything, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. We just like wine.
Well, I'm glad. Now, how did Gunsmoke go today?
Gunsmoke, I missed it today. I just finished watching Key Largo with Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall.
Now, they were married, weren't they?
They got married in 1945 in Malabar Farm in Mansfield.
You know what? Now, didn't we see a sign for Malabar Farm when we were over in Belleville last week?
Yeah.
You have to go there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've got to go to Malabar Farm. I've never been there. And there's another place in Ohio that I've got. What's the other place? I know Malabar Farm I've never been to. And there's another destination somewhere around here that I've got to check out. It's on the tip of my tongue, but it'll come to me. But yeah, there are certain places. Ohio is a very interesting place. And I hope people find places like the Buckeye Restaurant, the trolley car, and things like that.
Grandpa's Cheese Barn.
Cheese Barn. And
they have a lot of cute merchandise there with, like, the mouse and cheese and...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, a lot of cute merchandise, but...
Yeah.
Now, isn't tomorrow the big day for Mary's? Saturday is a big day for her over at Pfeiffer Station?
Oh, I don't know. I thought Saturday was their religious day. I'm not real sure.
Now, didn't we go over on a Saturday?
Probably.
I thought that was the day they do their religious, yeah, their church thing and everything.
Now she's,
I'm not sure. I'd have to check on that. But
now she's known for her pies and bread.
Pies are very good. Strawberry rhubarb.
What kind of pie did you get when you were over there?
What did we get? Well, we got something for my mom's birthday. Actually, gosh, that's been a year ago.
Been a year ago, but
I think we got a strawberry rhubarb.
I don't think I got any of that.
It was good.
Yeah.
Oh.
The rhubarb.
Yeah.
But I know her bread. She's famous for her bread, which comes right out of the oven, but I've never had any of that.
She bakes, you name it, she'll bake it.
Yeah, she's a great lady. Well, I'm glad you're out there, and I'm glad you called back in. Call in anytime.
And I was going to mention, too, I worked on the railroad years and years ago, and I worked with Ted Jolliffe.
Oh, he's out there listening.
I know, I'm sure he is. But, you know, the Erie Railroad is very, very big in Marion. I don't know if you ever realized that or how big it was.
Now, isn't the Erie Railroad the picture that's on the wall in Denny's?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the passenger train and, yeah, but the Erie was very big at Marion, and I wanted to say, because I know he's listening, I worked with a lot of men on the railroad, and there's a lot of good men on the railroad. Teddy was one of the best. I always enjoyed working with him, and I hope he's listening, because he's an interesting individual. I think you know that by now, and he's a great guy to work with.
Good guy. I've always never seen Ted in a bad mood or not willing to talk, and that's a nice thing. We're losing that personability in society, so I'm glad there are people like him still around.
Well, if he's not sure who I am, just tell him that I left the railroad in 76 and got in the bar business downtown. He'll know.
Oh, you ran a bar downtown?
Right across the street from Brother George.
Is that right?
12 years.
Now, what was the name of your bar?
At Maury, down on Main Street.
Really?
And George and I were very good friends. If you're going to own a bar, you want a guy like George across the street from you, because we kind of complimented each other. We really did.
Now, did you know George Turoff well?
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, I'll tell you, what was it about George Turoff's pies that were so good?
They're homemade, for one thing, and they were just good, you know. Oh. Good, everything was good.
Absolutely. Well, hey, thanks for calling, and thanks for the info.
Hey, and we'll talk to you again.
Absolutely. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's a very interesting call. Very nice words for Ted Jolliffe. 7403, I see I about gave the station number, 740-751-4038. 51 minutes past the hour, 15 degrees here in Marion. 740-751-4038. Well, here comes another call down the pike. Maybe it's Grandpa's Cheese Barn. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah, hey, Phyllis.
I hate to tell you, but I made you a lemon pie yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yes, and it's in my refrigerator.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Larry said, it makes two, and he said, tell Scott, sorry about his luck, I'm going to eat it.
Phyllis, now, it's really not, though, a lemon pie, is it? What? It's so good. It doesn't taste like a lemon pie. It's the most delicious lemon dessert I've ever tasted.
It's Philadelphia cream cheese and Cool Whip and confectioner's sugar. You put that on the bottom layer, and then you put lemon pie filling on the top, and then Cool Whip on top of that.
Now, do you think it will hold up till Monday when I get back to the studio?
I'm going to try. I'm going to send it over.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you, Phyllis.
Okay, I wanted to tell you,
yeah.
I was over to Mary's the first part of December, and she no longer can slice cheese because of the COVID. The health department said no more.
Huh. Is that right? So there's no more cheese over at Mary's in Pfeiffer Station?
Yeah. She can sell it by, like, the 5-pound loaf. Or the big round of it, but she's not allowed to slice it because of COVID.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. And we go up to Don Perrion's market up at Grand Prairie Market, and he's got wonderful cheese from Amish country, and it's very reasonable.
You know, I'm going to have to get out there because I keep hearing so much about this Isley's cheese, is it?
No, he's got the Isley's chipped ham.
Oh, the ham, that's right. Isley's ham. But I see, I don't know what is so special about that, so I'm afraid if I ate it, I wouldn't understand.
I don't like chipped ham because I know what it's made of.
Kind of like the hot dogs, right?
Yes.
I'm with you. Well, Phyllis, I hope that pie holds up till Monday. Thank you.
Well, it's in the refrigerator, and you'll have to, when Murray brings it over, you'll have to refrigerate it. But it might be just a little watery on the bottom by the crust, but the filling should be good.
Oh, it's the most delicious thing. I love that. That is one of the, when I first tasted that, it was one of the most unreal things. Where did you learn to cook, Phyllis? Was it in your family, or did you just pick it up along the way?
My grandmother was a great baker. She baked in, it was in the during the Depression, and she baked goods, and my mom and her sisters had to sell it. They went door to door pulling a wagon and selling, because Grandpa was in the war, and he wasn't there. And I guess it just came naturally. I just like to cook. I love to cook.
It is, I said it the other day when I called in on Glenn's show, you really, I think, would be considered a gourmet cook because your food just has a taste that...
I'm not gourmet. I'm just an old-fashioned cook, mostly from scratch.
Well, we will take an old-fashioned cook any day.
Okay, and I'm going to ask you one more thing. Are you going to be there next Friday night?
You know, I think so. I think we'll probably be in the studio next Friday night.
Okay, well, I'm going to send you and Angie something for, Valentine's Day.
Oh, that Valentine's Day is next Friday night. That's right.
No, it's next Monday. It's a week. It's the 14th.
A week from Monday.
It would be next Monday. Yeah, but this way Angie can get to taste it.
Oh, well, then we will be in the studio next Friday. We'll look forward to that.
Well, I'll have Larry bring it over because I go to the beauty shop right around the corner at 11 o'clock every Friday, so I'll have him run it over.
Oh, sounds good. Well, thanks, Phyllis.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Scott. Have a good evening. Bye.
Now, there's a good lady. I like Phyllis a lot. Phyllis, I'll tell you, that lemon. Now, I wish I would have gone to the studio today. If I'd known that lemon dessert was there, I would have crawled through the snow. I would have had the sheriff come over and take me to the studio this morning. That is, I could be eating that right now.
Right.
Oh, that's good stuff. Mm-mm-mm. Telephone lines are open. 740-751-4038 is the alternate number. 56 minutes past the hour here on a getaway Friday night, February the 4th, 2022. 15 degrees here in Marion. Remember, we'll be on through 10 o'clock tonight. We'll break at 9 o'clock for 15 minutes. And then we'll come back for a whole another 45, so stick with us here. But the number again, 740-751-4038. Anything on your mind?
Did you ever talk about that one place we went to last weekend? The thrift shop?
We went to a thrift shop last weekend.
Yeah.
We did? I remember the Grandpa's Cheese Barn, and I remember... What thrift shop did we go to?
And was it Belleville?
I don't remember that. The Alzheimer's is setting in. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I have to return that nice thought, Bob. It's been a pleasure listening to you, Bob. And I've listened to you for a long time, and I knew it was you all the time. But thank you very much. And you know what? We had a terrific bunch of people, and you, like you mentioned, we don't get very much, I guess, I don't know what it is, all the great ones, a lot of them's gone that we worked with, Bob, and we worked with some good old-timers. I'm sure you can verify that for me, but that was a spark of merit, I'll tell you that.
Absolutely, the Erie Railroad. Well, hey, thanks, Ted.
Yep.
Bye-bye. We're reuniting people here tonight on the air.
Well, that's great.
Well, that just shows the listenership of this station. And I love the call-ins. You know, I've lightened up on the guests recently because we've had such great participation from callers. You know, as long as the callers participate, I don't mind doing that. I mean, you still want to have a guest periodically, but I like the guests. 74 are the callers. 740-751-4038. Uh-oh, we dropped down to 12 degrees. We lost 3 degrees there in just a matter of minutes.
You know, my grandpa worked for the railroad.
Oh, I've heard your mom say that.
Yeah.
So there were no railroaders in my family that I'm aware of.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where my people came from.
I don't know.
Drive-in theaters, I think.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
You know, I really don't know what... one of my great-grandfathers was a mechanic, but I don't know what the other one did. I don't know what he did. I don't know what my grandpa's dad did. I know he fell off a roof once. I think he was a farmer.
Could have been.
I think he was a farmer. 59 and a half minutes past the hour. We're going to break here in about 30 seconds, but don't forget to come back with us in 15 minutes. We've got a whole nother hour. What better way would you want to spend your night than here with us? We're enjoying this, and it's nice to do it here from home. I can actually walk into my own facility during the break.
That's
I can
nice.
Go to the refrigerator and pull something out. Hey, it's the way to do radio.
Well, you know, if I had known we weren't going anywhere, I'd have probably wore my jogging pants over here, but I did put jeans on.
We'll be back in 15 minutes. Stay tuned.